Welcome to Reformation Platform Ministry. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please listen with your heart as the servant of God brings forth the Word of Life.
We'll just read the Bible quickly. It's a very simple question. There's no need for me to. But I will say this. Invitation to a church program is not evangelism. It has to be clear. Evangelism is you are going out there to share with people this kingdom of God. The kingdom that we just finished talking about. That's evangelism. You are inviting people into the kingdom of God, not a church program. Do you understand? And I see your hand, but I want us to look at two scriptures so that this thing is a permanent, you know, it's a clear thing for you once and for all. Mark chapter 16, then verse 15. It's all the way to verse 20, but I'll just take verse 15, verse 16, and then verse 20. Are you there? Okay, can you read it if you are there? 15, 16, 20. And the Lord Jesus said unto them, at least, if anybody is sending out on evangelism, who is this one talking? The owner of the church himself. Huh? He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that does not believe shall be damned. Verse 20. And his disciples, they went forth.
Everywhere.
And they were preaching the gospel of this kingdom everywhere.
The Lord
himself was walking with them. And he was confirming the word with signs and wonders. If the church that you are talking about, if what they are doing is different from what Jesus Christ desires, it will not work with the people who go to preach. And that's why churches prefer, just go and invite them. They even print something. Give them this. When they see the testimony at the back, they will believe. That has nothing. Invitation to a program has nothing to do with evangelism. For souls to come into the kingdom of God. Because the church is not the kingdom. I mean, the church denomination is not the kingdom of God. There are two different things. The church can be a gateway to the kingdom, but the church is definitely not the kingdom. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew 28. And verse 19 to 20. Yeah? Matthew 28, 19 to 20.
Go ye therefore.
Yes.
And teach all nations.
And disciple all nations.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father.
Yes.
And of the Son.
Yes.
And of the
Holy
Ghost.
Yes.
Teaching them to observe.
Yes.
All things.
Yes.
Whatsoever I have commanded you.
Yes.
And lo,
yes.
I am with thee always, yes. Even unto the end of the world.
Did you notice something? We say we are going out for evangelism, but we are going to invite people to come in to our program. But the command of the Lord Jesus is that we should go out and minister to people about the kingdom, and then we should also go out and disciple the people that have been ministered to. And we are meant and we are supposed to be teaching them to observe all the things that Jesus has taught. Is that what we do in church? Is that what churches ask people to go and do? No. So these are two different things. Jesus asks what he's doing, and the churches have what they are doing. So let us not mix it, because they are not the same thing. Are you getting it? So if we want to minister to people, minister to people about the kingdom of God. Keep going back for visitation to teach them what Jesus said. And if there's a need, let them come to your church. But don't be mistaken to think that whole church thing that we are doing is the kingdom. No, let us not keep deceiving ourselves now.
Question online. Thank you. Can I read it? My question is soul winning the only work that one has to do to get crowned? What about the labor of law and works of faith? What will be the reward for this?
Very good question. Even when we're listing the crowns, there's a crown of glory there, and that is the pastor's or the disciples' crown. That doesn't really have anything to do with soul winning. I mean, to actually disciple people. That's another work entirely. And of course, if we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Are we there? 1 Corinthians 3. And we read from verse 12 all the way to verse 15. We see the judgment seat of Christ. Also in 2 Corinthians, I will not explain 1 Corinthians 3, okay? Even though we will read it out. But I will explain 2 Corinthians 5, 9 to 10, Amplified Bible and Amplified Classic. That's the one I will explain. Can we read 1 Corinthians 3, 12 to 15 first?
Now, if any man build upon this foundation,
yes,
gold,
yes,
silver,
yes,
precious stones,
yes,
wood, hay, stubble,
yes,
every man's work shall be made manifest.
Yes.
For the day shall declare it.
Yes.
Because it shall be revealed by fire.
Yes.
And the fire shall try every man's work.
The fire will test every man's work. Of what sort it is.
If any man's work abide which he has built thereupon,
yes,
he shall receive a reward.
He will receive a reward.
man's work shall be born.
Yes.
He shall suffer loss.
He will suffer loss.
But he himself shall be saved.
But he himself will be saved.
Yet so as by fire.
Yet so as by fire. Okay. Now we are going to read 2 Corinthians. Like I said, I will not explain this one because of time. But I will explain 2 Corinthians 5, 9 to 10. Amplified Bible, Amplified Classic.
Therefore.
Yes.
Whether we are home.
Which one are you reading from?
Amplified.
Amplified, okay.
Whether we are at home.
Whether we are at home.
Or away from home.
Or we are away from home.
It is our ambition,
it's our constant ambition to be pleasing to him. Why is it so?
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Because we believers will be called to account. I'm reading Amplified Bible. That means you are reading from Amplified Classic. Okay? So me, I'm reading Amplified to just blend it together. Okay? For we believers will be called to account. Yes?
So that each of us may be repaid for what
and we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may be repaid for what he has done in the body,
whether good or evil,
whether good or bad. Yes,
considering what his purpose and motive has been.
So your purpose and motive will be considered. Yes,
and what he has achieved
and what you have achieved will be considered.
Being busy with
what you were busy with throughout your life will be considered.
And giving himself.
What you have given yourself and your attention to accomplishing will be considered. And that will be the basis of your reward. So it's not just soul winner's crown alone that will be rewarded. There are all manner of different levels of reward. From Amplified Bible says, that is, each will be held responsible for his actions, purposes, goals, and motives for the use and misuse of his time, opportunities, and abilities. Do you understand now? So, the basis of reward are these two scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 3, from verse 11 actually, even though I said from verse 12 to verse 15, and the second one will be 2 Corinthians 5, from verse 9 to verse 10.
Okay, so we'll be rewarded for different things, but we'll be crowned for all this.
Yeah, that's correct.
So not all rewards attract,
crowns. Yeah.
Not all rewards attract crowns. And also,
some might just be a mansion, some might be, and some people will get all of this.
And that. So it is also very important that in doing all this, the motive for doing, for winning soul, or for doing whatever you're doing, will be considered before you can be
Sir,
sorry,
please, I'm sorry, sir. Yes. Sir, what about those of us that are not doing those things passionately? You know, you said the motive of doing according to right now.
Yes. Will be considered.
What about those that
if you are doing it from love for God, you think he doesn't know? That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says that everyone's work will pass through fire. And he said that if what you built with is gold, if it is silver, if it is precious stones, or you could build with hay, straw, and stubble, which one will burn? Which one is on the surface?
No.
Which one is on the surface? Hay, stubble, they are found on the surface. Gold, silver, precious stone, they are found underneath the ground. Now, gold means love for God. Silver means love for your fellow man as Christ loves them. He wants you to love them like that. And precious stone means the value that you have placed on the kingdom. Do you understand now? So, it's dependent really on what you want. You can do it passionately and you're doing it for the Lord.
And yet, you can also do it passionately
for your church and not for the Lord.
For yourself.
Or for yourself.
For your
you understand? To be able to prove that we are great evangelists. That's possible too. Somebody was asking a question there.
Yeah, they were saying that what can you do to gain, to have all the crowns? Is it all the crowns?
The crowns are just one now. Out of eight things, you have eternal life, eternal thrones, eternal crowns, eternal mansions, eternal cities, eternal bodies, eternal kingdom, and eternal inheritance. You want to know what to have, what to do to have everything. Are you sure you want the answer? Eh? The answer is simple. Can you die and lay down your life that whatever God wants to do with it is free to do whatever he wants to do with it? That's the answer. If you can do that, you have everything. If you will lay down your life for Christ and you let Jesus live in you and he does God's work through you, he will even finish.
Sir, in this our contemporary time, or perhaps probably they are not okay.
They are not what?
I mean, are there people?
Yeah.
I'm not talking in terms of Bible times.
Yeah.
In our own time.
Yeah.
That this thing you said, that they've been labeled such that they are qualified for all the world.
That's correct. There are not plenty, but I can mention two. And I know that that's what me too I'm laboring for. Yeah. That's what me I'm running for. That's what I'm racing for. Because I know this thing is true. That's what I've laid down my life for. That is the work I do every day. How many of you have ever had me pray and say things like, Lord, may my life not become anything apart from your purpose? Who had ever had me pray like that before? And I still pray it. You understand? It can be done. It is because you are afraid. You are afraid, hey, what are we going to eat? As if God who made you did not have sense to know that you must eat something. Or that your bills have to be paid. Or as if God will be owing you. It can't be owing you. There are people who are still alive. And this is how they live. They labor for him genuinely. And they will be qualified when they cross over to glory. Okay? Yeah.
Just curious, David will come back to you.
Yeah.
My question is, why David?
Because he was especially promised royal power.
By mercy.
The Lord promised. Yeah. The Lord promised. Listen. Thank God for mercy, and mercy is good. But nobody loved God like David. So it wasn't just that God had mercy on him, and yet he slept with Uriah's wife. Mention something else he did that was wrong. You can't find. You understand? He is not Christ, but is a type of Christ. He was a priest, he was a king, and he was a prophet. Do you understand? The Lord promised him that his seed, his house will always rule forever. You know, the day the Lord told him, he sat on the floor. Can you imagine a king sitting on the floor? He said, Lord, what am I and what is my father's house that you have said so much, even into the future, about your servant? He's a man of God and is actually a man after God's heart. That is why. And if you are like him also, if you are somebody who also wants to hear the beatings of God's heart, and that's what matters to you, of course, he will have such things also for you. Is Israel the only nation that saints will rule over? No. Israel is just one of the nations. But it was interesting because it was his own particular nation. You know. And of course, he was a descendant of Abraham, Father Abraham. Yeah, you know, we'll be talking to, we didn't even mention Father Abraham. All of us will see Father Abraham. Can you imagine what Father Abraham will possess? The very friend of God himself. Or Enoch, a man who worked with God for at least 300 years. He couldn't have died now. God took him home.
Because of time, we can go on and on and we will lose track of time. We'll be going on break for 10 minutes. Yeah, just 10 minutes. Then we'll come back for Bible study. Thank you very much.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, We implore you to respond to this message. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about a transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, please contact us on 0814-0399-782, 0818-7282-363, 0803-3483-058, or visit our website at www.reformationplatform.com. God bless you.